Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 2 p.m. Typically on Mondays at 4 p.m., we do Sweet 16 with Skip Weber. And today we're going to do it at 2 because we're out of here about an hour from now to make room for Cardinals baseball. And we're doing a Sweet 16 we haven't done in 24 years. I really like it. Hope it comes off the way it is in my head. And that is best lyric or line from a song. And Andrew went through and did the heavy lifting, and he grabbed all the examples, so we have the audio for you. How tough was this for you to narrow down?
Next to impossible.
Yeah.
I could have made top 100.
Yeah.
Easily. Because, I mean, rock and roll. I mean, I could have put a bunch of country in there and a bunch of Christian rock and a bunch of whatever in there, you know, Frank Sinatra. But, I mean, I'm a rocker, and there's just so much great classic rock, progressive rock, just smart people like, you know, I don't know, Pete Townsend or somebody really, it was very, very difficult. So I ended up narrowing it down. Three of my four selections are just lines that I have used in my life at times to mark things that have happened. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a couple of them, I say them all the time. I love the line. It's just, there's appropriate times to say.
Were you into lyrics like even as a teenager?
Absolutely. I loved it. I knew every word to every song.
I knew all the words, but I was such a Beatle guy and the Beatles, and I was very much an early Beatles guy when they weren't so,
right.
You know. But as soon as I discovered Rush, my junior year in high school.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, I used my favorite thing to do, and this is what I am sad for kids now. I know technology is better, and they probably think they have it better. But remember going to Camelot Music or Record Bar or Peaches or Streetside and buying an album, you go home and stick it on the turntable, you sit cross-legged in the floor and read the lyrics on the album cover as you listen to the album for the first time. That's no better thing to do with music than me.
I wonder if a kid did it now, if they would be like, I've discovered the greatest thing, or if they would think it was so stupid.
I think they might say it's discovered the greatest thing, because it's still, if you like the music, it just plays to multiple emotions. It's great. You're listening to it, you're reading it, you're thinking through it. I love it. I was always a lyrics guy.
Let's start with whichever one you want to start with, Skip.
So this one, this first one is, I picked, it's one of my favorite songs, but this is what I said when I'm at, like, shortly after I met my wife. This is not how I proposed to her. This is how basically I kind of said, we need to go out.
The exodus is here. The happy walk of here. Let's get together before we get much older.
Hard to compete with that.
I thought it was going to be the wasted part.
Wasted!
Let's get together before we get much older.
Yeah.
Nice.
It worked.
Yeah.
We didn't go out right away, but it worked. On the long game, it worked.
The game's still being
Shut
played.
Shut the door in my face right then, but you know, eventually.
Wore down. Andrew?
Yeah, this is my first one.
Also, what he used to get Megan.
A rare message of optimism from Radiohead. But I like that. It's sort of a mantra to use sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Wheels, was this tough for you?
This was really tough because I'm like, I can't use that. Too many swears. I like that one. Oh, nobody's going to understand it. So I got it down to three good ones. And this one is, if it's in the order I gave them to Andrew, this is an OG. This is like, the reason I picked this one is because it's from when I was a kid, and it was one of the first rock songs where there was more of a story and not just, hey, let's party.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, one of the first ones I was a fan of.
We was broken, hungry on a summer day. They sent the sheriff down to try and drive us away. We was sitting ducks for the policeman. They found a dirty
dirty-faced kid in a garbage can.
I was probably 10 the first time I heard that, and I'm picturing this. It's like a movie in my head. So it's one of it's not they're not the most meaningful lyrics at all, but it was one of the first ones where I listened to a rock song. I'm like,
and you notice the
that's
lyrics.
A story.
Exactly.
There's a story about this kid that's in trouble. He's on the run from the law, and it's all these things.
And
going
they catch
on.
Him. In, yeah, that's cool.
All right, this lyric just always hits me every time I hear this song. It's a very famous song. I'm sure plenty of people will agree.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you.
Just a very powerful lyric.
Yeah, that was in my narrow down list.
Nice.
Definitely.
I was not into Fleetwood Mac because there was girls in it. And as time goes on, yeah. Like...
Stevie Nicks could write some lyrics.
Yeah.
They all could. Christine McVie was great. And John McVie before he fried his brain was great. And then Lindsay was... They were good lyric writers.
I don't know which my first is.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
That, I remember I was at my cousin's house in Pittsfield, and I had never heard of Queen, and heard that, and was just like...
What?
Yeah.
And then right after that? It kicks in, and you're like, oh!
Yeah.
Just, and then the part where it's going, it's like, this is the best or worst song I've ever heard. I don't know which. I don't know what's happening inside my body right now.
And it's another one with a story.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's normal, but, like, it wasn't at the time. A lot of times, the 70s and 80s rock was just...
Well, in the same song, I almost use Mama Just Killed a Man.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
Talk about painting a picture.
Yeah.
No kidding. You know, I read a story recently that Mike Myers... showed Freddie Mercury, and Freddie Mercury was virtually pretty much on his deathbed when Wayne's World came out. But he showed him that scene, and Freddie loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just the huge smile, could barely communicate, because it is every kid in the world. It was great.
That's very cool. Yeah. Skip second.
Okay, so this is, I love to sail, and when we go sailing, I technically could captain the boat, but I don't. There's always the marina provides one, and every time I get on the boat, this is what I say.
Sorry.
What did I just read? That is Canada's something. The Closer to the Heart is Canada's...
National anthem? Yeah.
No, but it's like some American song that everyone...
Like their Freebird or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you got a 160 IQ guy, it was hard to find. Once again, you could put Rush, Rush, Rush. And so I said, well, I say that lyric to the captain every time I get on the boat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick that one. So it's a personal
isn't it amazing, like the Beatles coming together or Rush coming together? It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
It just nuts that happened.
Yeah. No, exactly. You read any of their autobiographies, you go, wow, are we lucky that one thing happened?
Mm-hmm. Andrew, you're next.
Yeah, I'll fire it off from here. This one is...
She must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once knew has now grown old.
Beautiful metaphor comparing lifelong relationship to the changing of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that song.
Kind of sad.
Wheels?
I almost picked that one. But I went with this one instead because I had to get a little bit more of the metal out.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Dragging myself
obviously the horrible song. I mean, it's a horrible story.
Same message, really.
Yeah, same message, really. Yeah, just about how, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, like, that... I know the sound of it is more aggressive than most, but I mean, it's basically just describing the horrors of being in war.
The video... Yeah.
And the victim,
of
obviously.
That song...
One of the greatest videos of all time.
And disturbed me as much as any horror movie I've ever seen.
I mean, can you imagine anything worse than what's being described in that song?
Yeah.
No. Awful.
Yeah.
Well done.
I love all of the lyrics in this song, but the opening line always hits me. I've got another confession to make.
I love Dave Grohl's obviously an immensely talented, intelligent guy, but he didn't do well in school. A lot of rockers that were playing didn't even graduate. I just love when normal people have that gift.
I've never heard the any measurement of his IQ, but if you read his book, it's great, Dave Grohl, storyteller, you can tell he's extremely, extremely smart.
Yeah.
And he really does. I mean, some of these guys just are... Of course, you can always do verse, chorus, verse, chorus, you know, whatever, and just come up with words to rhyme it. But some of this stuff is really well thought out, deep. Whether you agree with it or not, it's put together right. It's a good argument for whatever you're getting across.
Just sort of expanding that, isn't it a shame that in this country, at least, we have come to take how you did in high school as how smart you are.
Mm.
When it tests... really very few things, and it barely tests creativity at all.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was in theater, he did this, he that, but that kind of intelligence, or the kind of intelligence to whatever degree I have, mm-hmm. was not tested in high school.
It's because it's a risk. It's a risk. I mean, as far as success, it's a risk to say, I can tell this guy's smart, but he got D's, versus somebody, if someone got A's and you don't know how smart they are, you know at least they will work hard at it.
Yeah.
I think it's just hard. That's a bad thing about it.
We don't do a good enough job of recognizing the multiple different versions of intelligence.
Yes.
Because somebody like you're talking about with Dave Grohl, right, maybe didn't do well in school because his mind wasn't interested in those things. His mind was on something else that he's actually brilliant at.
Yeah.
And you're forced, and for some good reason, right? I mean, most people are going to need, we all need to know how to read. We need to know how to do basic math. There are things you need, but beyond that, it shouldn't be just the measure, how well you memorize.
If you're joining us, we're doing the Sweet 16 of best lyrics and lines from a song. Want to do one more for me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Not even a big Simon and Garfunkel fan, but that line, haunting.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely haunting.
How about two Simon and Garfunkel lyrics in this first eight? The first eight submissions. That's
pretty good.
Tells you a little bit about Paul Simon's ability.
And pretty eclectic so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to 25 DGS, doing the Sweet 16 of Best All-Time Song Lyrics. Skip turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is kind of, I heard this song when I was in eighth grade, and I've tried to kind of live a lot of my life by it. It's one of the reasons why I really like contributing to charity. It's one of the reasons why I don't worry if I accidentally spend too much money on something or I waste some money because of this.
It slips away, and all your money won't another minute by. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the wind.
What an underrated band and lyricist.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone just knows Wayward Son, you know.
If you listen to Kansas and take out their top three songs that you know and then listen to them, just pick any other 10 songs, you will be blown away.
Yeah.
They're unreal.
Yeah.
And that song, I mean, All Your Money Won't Another Minute Buy. It's just, that's right.
Yeah.
So why, I mean, you got to have enough for you to live, but still, just don't worry about every cent as well. How would that teach me? Yeah.
That's why I can't understand billionaires, where you literally couldn't spend it Yeah. And yet you just hold on to it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yes, I got it right here.
Hey, mister, can you tell where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Another one of my top 100 that I had to weed out. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Hard life only gets harder.
Yeah, that's right.
Get wheels in.
Yeah, my last one is it's a universal frustration because it's a song entirely about people that just don't get it. Get a little Corey Taylor in there, yeah, but the song is about his kids getting off their asses.
Mm.
He's chewing out his kids the whole song.
Interesting.
Like, and but it doesn't have to be your kids if you're thinking about it, right? I mean, some of us have been on the chewing end of that at times too.
Right.
It's just like a universal thing. People that don't get what you're trying to tell them and they won't listen to you, even though you know what you're talking about.
I would be so mad if my dad did that.
Rach, want to get one in?
Yeah.
I know someday you'll have a beautiful life.
Tears your heart out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his voice.
Yeah.
They did a great job with most of their lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, not every song, but most.
Is my next one the rocker or the funny one?
The funny one.
I had to put it in there because it's too good.
Okay.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me.
It's too good.
I think it's the funniest thing that's ever been done.
I do too. And when you couple it with they took the Rock Me Amadeus song and they took Rock Me Dr. Zaius, it's all part of the same song.
Dr. Zaius, great. Dr. Zaius.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We need to do best storytelling songs.
Yes.
This would agreed. Be Final Four.
We did that once with Close. Remember he had that one about the donkey? He said it was a donkey.
Oh, God.
That.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Was the mule?
It was the mule,
Timothy.
But it wasn't. Yeah.
Timothy the mule about miners that ate each other or something.
Yeah.
So
and he's like, you would never guess it's such a crazy
was
song.
Was that the Tornadoes? Was that the name of the band?
The what?
The Tornadoes?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Timothy the Mule.
Some things you wish you could forget, you know, and then they they stay in your mind.
But then you never forget
but it was
them
still
ever,
a great,
as long as you live.
It was still a great, still a great thing, but that was a long time ago.
I'm just trying to think how Close and Wheeler would have done on the same show at the same time, because they're the most absolutely certain of everything they say, people I know in my life.
If Wheeler and Close were on the show, there would be no other part to the show.
I think they would get along famously.
It would be the two of them fighting back and forth for 4 hours every day.
Because they're not jerks about being right.
I could see them teaming up on people.
Oh, yeah. And then
they'd we would be a hell of a team.
If they had the same, if they weren't on opposite sides, it would be great. If they were on the same side, yeah.
Oh, we had one more pick left.
Okay, so this is no part of my life. It's just ever since I heard it, I thought it was one of the funniest. It's kind of gross. I mean, it's just here. This is not something that resonates in my life. Here you go.
Snot's running down his nose. Greasy fingers, smearing shabby clothes. Hey, Aqualung.
Jethro Tull always scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it was.
Because there's lyrics like that. That's why.
Hey, Rach, I'm going to let you do this. I can't read some of them. So.
Okay. So we're going to start with Baba O'Reilly versus Best of You. For the best of
the
Foo.
Lyrics.
Got to go the Who.
Who and the Foo.
Who versus Foo.
Who versus Foo.
I'm going Foo.
I will go Who.
I will go Who as well.
Okay, the Who moves on. Optimistic versus The Sound of Silence.
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 Yeah.
That's too powerful. Yeah.
Okay. DOA versus Dust in the Wind.
Dust.
Yeah, that's going to win.
Well, this is going swimmingly. We've got Landslide versus The Weight.
Oh, man.
Landslide.
They were both on my original list, yeah.
I'll go Landslide.
Me too.
All right, that moves on.
Good, I didn't have to vote.
Bohemian Rhapsody versus Whiplash Pants.
Ah, I'm going to lose, but I'm going to vote against myself. Bohemian.
Bohemian.
Okay. April Comes She Will versus Black.
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 I'll go. Yeah. I'll go Simon Black. And Garfunkel.
Okay. Black moves on.
Black moves on.
Closer to the Heart versus the Planet of the Apes song from The Simpsons.
Oh! Apes. Simpsons!
Not this Planet of the Apes. I want to get off.
I got to at least vote once for my.
I got
to
go. I got to go. Rush. Sorry.
Wheels.
Simpsons.
Oh,
Simpsons takes it.
Simpsons moves on. I kind of suspected it would. As soon as you played that, I thought that's going to win a couple rounds.
If it had been Working Man, I probably would have gone Working Man.
That is chunk of cheese all over right there.
Okay, one versus Aqualung.
One.
Yeah, right, I agree.
One moves on.
Hey, right. One of mine made it.
Yeah.
The Elite Eight, Baba O'Reilly versus The Sound of Silence.
Baba.
Sound of Silence.
Sound.
Baba.
Out of reach.
Oh, I'll go Silence.
Oh.
That was his wedding song.
Most important part of my life just goes down in flames.
My bad. Okay, Dust in the Wind versus Landslide.
Oh, man, that's another two tough ones.
Dust.
Landslide.
Landslide.
I'll go Dust.
Ooh, Tiny Andrew.
Dust.
Boo! Whoa. All right. Bohemian Rhapsody versus Black.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Black.
Bohemian.
I'll go Black.
So it's a tie to me?
Ooh.
Black was my pick. Black moves on.
Good one.
Planet of the Apes song versus One.
Oh, it's got to be One.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Dr. every Zaius, chimpanzee. Dr. Zaius.
Chimpanzee ate a chimpanzee, baby. Gotta take it.
Planet moves on.
The bad thing is that we don't have a full, complete song to listen to. It's just a few lines. Wouldn't it be great?
All right. This is a great final four. The Sound of Silence versus Dust in the Wind.
Ooh, Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind.
I'm going to say Silence.
I'll say Silence and make it a tie to Dave.
I'll go Dust on this one.
All right, Dust makes it to the final two. And then Black versus Planet of the Apes from The Simpsons.
I non-ironically have to go Simpsons.
I am going to say Black. Black is wonderful.
I'm going Simpsons.
Letter H.
Is it tie to me?
Yeah.
I'll go Black.
Rach kills the chunk of cheese.
No, no chunk of cheese.
I'm killing everybody's hope and dreams today.
Stabs the chunk of cheese.
You see, you're not going to make a monkey out of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you at least play it one more time for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me.
R.I.P. Respect.
How's it going to Weber this month?
So far, so good. Just a new month. Great stuff happening. We had a nice resurgence of incentives and such for electric vehicles. I mean, you're looking to go electric, you can get a Blazer under $300 a month. Easy.
Wow.
The electric Blazer, a little bit money down, but still, I mean, electric Blazer, electric Equinox, both. We've sold a couple of the new electric Silverados, and those are just unbelievable. But, I mean, they're still lower volume, but they're creeping up. But everything is just selling very, very well.
I don't even know what this means, not being a truck guy, but how's, like, the pulling and the torque and all that?
Very, very good. Very good. You don't realize that, I mean, you think electric is going to be weaker. It's actually got a lot of power to it. I mean, the whole body is a battery. That's the thing. It's not like the hybrids and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be 100%. It's not going to be even 50% of, you know, it'll be probably top out at 20%. But for certain people, it's perfect and it works. And so we've got, you know, tons of gas, you know, they call it ICE, you know, internal combustion vehicles, and those are selling very, very well. Nationally, Chevrolet set a record for most tracks sold ever. Just there's nothing like it, as you guys know. Trailblazer right there with it. Best month in a lot of brands since before COVID. So it's just, you know, lots of stuff to choose from. That gives us, of course, lots of trade-ins. So that becomes way better. It's just, it's kind of a snowballing right now. So
good.
Can't do anything but say it's good.
Good, good, good. Where do we stand? Where do we leave
it? All right. The finals are Dust in the Wind versus Black. The best song
I got to go Dust in the Wind.
I'll go Black.
I will say Black.
Black took down the Ape, so I'll go Dust.
It's a tie to Wheels.
Oh, no. I should have gone sooner. I'm going to go Dust.
All right.
Wow,
yeah.
There you go.
Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind.
Did we have a super champ?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's been a while since
we're just going to get rid of that?
We fell off
it's still
with a
chunk
super
of cheese,
champ.
Right?
Hang on. I think it's...
What was last week's topic?
Okay, Wish You Were Here. And what song, what the category was, I don't know. So Wish You Were Here versus Black.
No, versus Dust.
Dust.
I'm going to go Dust.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
that's why
the,
I'm saying I gotta go.
I don't remember what it. Oh, was it? I don't know. I don't remember what it. What would that have been?
Well, I guess Dust moves on.
Dust.
All right, Dust is the new super champion.
250 DGS. So Skip and I are about the same age and have the same childhood. Watch all the same shows. Both really into Planet of the Apes. And a couple years ago, I bought some of those cards that we both collected and gave you a few of them. I just bought an unopened pack.
Oh my goodness!
From 1976.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Right. So I think I'm going to do it. Like,
are you going to eat the gum? Are you going to chew
yes,
the gum?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still fine.
I know.
It's still fine?
I'm sure.
No, it breaks apart. I did that with the baseball cards. It wasn't quite as old.
Bust
but
it, up. It,
but yeah, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can put it on whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook
we'll make a
Live
video.
Or
oh,
make a
my
video
gosh.
Of it or something like that.
What a great, how many episodes did that run? That only, didn't it wasn't it even
only
a full
a couple,
season. Yeah.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
Wasn't, it was like 9 or 10 maybe. Maybe a little bit more than that. What a great. So, yeah. It was probably just super
best.
Expensive to do, you know, at the time, even though it's so B.
Well, I said that, and then Andrew talked about you found, what was it, the Universal Monsters?
Yeah, a bunch of old Universal Monsters cards up in my attic. So all just a smattering of the good and the bad, you know what I mean? The B teams in there.
And we're
this
talking
Islanders.
About how probably every kid of every age, but certainly our age, had toys that were scary as hell. Like, I had the Universal Monster models that glowed in the dark, like Frankenstein and
yeah,
Dracula.
Yeah.
And during the day, they were so cool. And then at night,
the
they were
face,
terrifying.
I had the Wolfman one
yeah.
and I think Frankenstein. Yeah, it'd scare you in the bed. It all this the wolf
yes.
face floating across
King
the
Kong.
Room.
I just bought King Kong
oh,
recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's great.
Do you have anything like that, Wheels?
I don't remember if there was anything that was like freaky. I think that all the toys were a little weird though. Because it was the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, they were all, there's always something a little off. Like, the faces looked weird on the action figures.
Even, people make fun of me for this, but even, like, the Garbage Pail Kids were a little troubling. I didn't like them.
I mean, it was after my time, but Cabbage Patch Kids were disgusting.
Disgusting?
Yeah.
I had one. I thought they were cute. I named
Why
them
were they
Tommy.
Disgusting?
I don't know. They just looked weird to me.
I think, I kind of agree. They were just so blobby looking. I never saw it.
Never heard anyone say this.
Never saw the attraction.
I'm a little offended since I look just like one.
No, you don't.
I was thinking about this. I saw a political ad for someone who even knows. And I thought if you went back to 2014 and showed someone this ad, it was during COVID, Mark Zuckerberg helped to take down President Trump with Zuckerbucks.
Yeah, what is anyone talking about?
What does any of that mean?
Zuckerbucks?
You remember when he had the Zuckerbucks? And I don't know how he helped to take down Trump with Zuckerbucks. Do you remember when he had those?
I vaguely remember the
like
word.
Like his own Willy Wonka money?
Yeah, I guess I remember the word, but I can't think of the context of it.
Yeah, I think it was just money spent on Facebook, and they think that bad actors use them to take anti-Trump stances, and they use Zuckerbucks.
Well, I mean, of course, that's the exact same thing that pro-Trump people are accused of doing. They're accused of, like, buying up, you know, biased Facebook ads in favor of him. So it was probably both of them doing it.
Do you see now that the eyeliner is a thing?
Oh, J.D. Vance has been accused of wearing eyeliner.
Yeah.
I did see someone tweet, and they were like, I worked in makeup for years, and he is 100% wearing eyeliner. Some people look like they're wearing eyeliner, and they're not, so I'm
but
not
what did he look like 5 years
plant
ago?
Plant my flag.
Less eyeliner.
Did he look like that 5 years ago?
No.
Maybe then something changed.
Maybe he gets his eyelashes tinted.
Yeah. And you know what? I couldn't care less.
No, right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like whenever Biden came out to address the country after it was like, what's going on with him? Is he still with us after he said he wasn't running again? And he was so tan. Like, they had so much makeup and stuff. It's like, hey, you're on TV. Like, do whatever you want to do.
Wheels, roll out this story about RFK and the bear.
Oh, my God. If you've seen it, you know. But he told this story to Roseanne, of all people, and it's on camera. He tells the story of seeing a bear that had been hit by a car in front of him, a young bear, a cub,
which he was going to harvest for meat.
So he stopped and picked it up.
We might not have time, but I do have the audio.
Yeah, I don't know if it's pretty long, but
yeah, sum it up.
Simple. He stopped and picked up the dead roadkill bear and was going to have it turned into food, have it skinned and turned into food, but then he left it in the car while he was hunting. He was afraid it was going to go bad, so his solution was, I'm going to plant it in Central Park in New York next to a bicycle.
I remember this story.
So we can plant the story that it was killed by a bicycle because he didn't like the bicycle path, I guess. And he thought this was like a reasonable thing to do. Like, that's not a normal person thing to do. Oh, look, a dead bear. I want to eat it. I want to eat the dead bear roadkill is the first weird part. The second part is leaving it in your car all day while you go hunting. And then the third part is realizing, oh, no, I'm getting on a flight. I can't keep the dead bear in my car any longer. So I'm going to dump it in Central Park and blame it on a bicyclist.
Yeah. So how far did you have to drive to get to? He wasn't on Manhattan Island when they killed the bear.
No!
So he had to drive a long way to get to this, you know.
And he's like, in his story, he's like, well, I wasn't drinking or high, but maybe some of the people around me were, and we all thought it was a great idea.
Like, weird
dude,
thing to
you're
say.
Such a weirdo. Yeah.
Quite odd.
I can't tell if I love him or hate him.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.